Deus.
If we abide by the way of life, which will guarantee us a happy eternal life, I said we would live all our days like we live during the month of Ramadan. And I am not working now, but almost all of you are working during the Ramadan, and you eat during the Ramadan. I am sure if you want to, you can go to the movies during the month of Ramadan, and you can practically do everything what you are doing normally during the Ramadan, with a certain difference, being considerate to not do things which Allah forbids us to do, and doing the things which He encourages us to do. So what I'm trying to say, that it is not impossible. The only thing which prevents us from doing this is precisely our laziness and our sort of being attached to what we are accustomed to, and or thinking that we have really reached a certain level in our relationship with our religion and with Allah Ta'ala, that we really don't have to do more than that, that we are already dervishes, we are already practicing Muslims, right? And we are not terrorists, so we are okay. But of course, it is not so. One always underestimates one's humanity. Allah Ta'ala says that He has created us as ahsan taqdim, as His best creation. I am sure that all of us, you must have had some incident in our lives that we would have thought that we would never be able to do something, and somehow when the circumstances forced us to do it, we did it. I'm sure you must have also experienced in life things that I could never possibly support, you know, or bear, or suffer such disasters, and it has happened, and you have easily suffered those things which you never thought that you would be able to suffer. In the same manner, I think that the capacities which every human being, but especially believers, have, we don't probably use 1/1000th of it. I mean, the worst of us, the dumbest of us, the laziest of us, you have got incredible force, incredible energy, incredible of possibilities. We don't. But we can't deny that it has happened, to almost all of us at times, things which we thought that we will never be able to do, and we were able to do it. And disasters which we thought we would die, which we haven't died. I mean, what the Germans did to the Jews. It's incredible to survive this situation, and many of them did. It's really sinful that we have been given gifts and capacities and abilities and occasions to use this energy, this strength, this intelligence, especially this intelligence. And we don't use it, it's sinful. It's almost telling to Allah Ta'ala, keep it. You have given all these things, I don't need it, I'm not going to use it. You will realize how much you had which you haven't taken advantage of when you come to my age. Because at a certain point, sort of one grows and then one disappears slowly. And when things are taken away from you, you realize that how important and how valuable those things were, and you threw them away, which is a pity.